This is BBC Radio 4, and it's where we're starting a new day on Friday, the 6th of September. It's Alan Smith here at Broadcasting House in London, along with our studio manager, Matthew Dean. Stavs and Eos will be here with a shipping bulletin in a minute. Then at 5:30, it's news briefing. After prayer for the day, we'll hear how composting is helping fruit and veg growers in the Western Highlands of Scotland. That's in Farming Today at 6:15. But first, let's take a look a little further ahead than we normally do.
Hello, I'm Andy Zaltzman, just back from a trip to the future in the BBC's one remaining functioning time machine. Ahead of the new series of the News Quiz, I've been checking out how the news from now will be looked back on by the world in 100 years' time.
What on earth are you people doing?
Sorry, I think someone might have hitched a ride back. Anyway, they're a bit cross.
Honestly, what are you all thinking?
To find out why our future friends are not 100% in love with us, tune in over the next few weeks to the News Quiz. Friday nights, 6:30 comedy on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now let's cross to the BBC Weather Centre and Stav. Morning, Stav.
Thank you, Alan. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 6th of September. The set general synopsis at midnight, low Biscay, 1006, slow moving with little change. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at zero. Variable, mainly easterly or southeasterly, 2 to 4. Fog banks in Viking. Fog patches in north at zero. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South at zero, 40s. Easterly, 3 to 5. Fog banks in west 40s, otherwise fair. Poor or very poor in west 40s, otherwise good. Cromarty, variable 2 to 4, fog banks becoming extensive later, moderate to very poor. Forth, Tyne, east or northeast 3 to 5, fog patches becoming fog banks later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, east or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, becoming cyclonic later in Humber, fog patches later in West Humber. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in West Humber. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Cyclonic 3 to 5, rain or thundery showers. Good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Sol. Cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in West. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in northeast, fair, good. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, variable 2 to 4 at first in northwest Rockall, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, fog patches later, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Hebrides, variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Bailey, variable 2 to 4, fog patches and drizzle, becoming fair. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Fair Isle, east becoming variable 2 to 4, fog banks becoming extensive, moderate or very poor. Faroes, south 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, fog patches and coastal rain, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Southeast Iceland, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in far northwest, occasional rain and fog patches, becoming mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Now weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, north-northeast 2, 13 miles, 1,020 falling. Stornoway, northeast by north 3, 5 miles, 1,022 falling. Lerwick, northeast 3, fog, 100 metres, 1,025 falling slowly. Lucas, west 1, mist, 1.5 miles, 1,021 falling slowly. Bridlington, north 4, 1,014 falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 4, 11 miles, 1,009. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1,010. Jersey, east-southeast 3, 16 miles, 1009, falling slowly. Silly Automatic, southeast 3, 14 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Valentia, north-northeast 3, 24 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, north by east 3, 9 miles, 1014, now rising. Malin Head, northeast 3, 11 miles, 1019, falling. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Friday, 6th of September. The general situation: over the next few days, a slow-moving complex low to the south of the United Kingdom will push rain and thundery showers westwards across southern coastlines. Meanwhile, further north, a mainly easterly or northeasterly flow will exist, allowing fog to affect most of the coastlines of northeast England, as well as northern and eastern Scotland during the next couple of days. Cape Rattaray Head, including Orkney, variable four or less. Fog banks becoming extensive fog later. Moderates are very poor, occasionally good at first. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. North or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first. Fog patches becoming fog banks, then extensive fog later. Moderates are very poor, occasionally good at first. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. North or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first. Fog patches becoming fog banks later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. North or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Fog banks later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor later. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less later. Showers in south, perhaps thundery. Fog patches later in north. Good, occasionally poor in south, becoming moderate to very poor later in north. North Foreland to Selsey-Bill, westerly or southwesterly becoming variable, then easterly or northeasterly later, 2 to 4, rain or thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less becoming northeast 3 to 5 later, rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 3 or less, becoming east or northeast 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Land's End, St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northeasterly 4 or 5 at first in northwest, otherwise variable 3 or less. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 at first, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain or showers in far south, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally poor in far south. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, decreasing 2 to 4 later in south. Fair, good. Isle of Man. Northeast 5 or 6, decreasing 4 or 5, then 3 or 4 later. Fair, good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. Northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in south and east. Fair, good. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Fair, good. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. North or northeast 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in far south and far northwest. Fog patches later in north, moderate or good, occasionally very poor later in north. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. North or northeast 3 to 5, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Shetland Isles. East or northeast, veering south or southeast 2 to 4, fog banks perhaps becoming extensive fog later, moderate to very poor. Occasionally good at first. And that completes your shipping bulletin. I hand you back to Alan Smith.
Thank you, Stav. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Friday, the 6th of September. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. The Home Secretary is meeting intelligence and law enforcement officers to find ways of tackling people smuggling gangs. President Biden's son could be jailed for up to 17 years after pleading guilty to tax fraud. In business, Donald Trump says he'll bring in the tech billionaire Elon Musk to boost efficiency if he's returned to the White House. And in sport, Scotland's Nations League campaign starts with a home defeat. The Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper, is holding a meeting of senior ministers, intelligence agencies and law enforcement bodies today to discuss ways of disrupting people smuggling gangs who help migrants cross the channel from France. Our Home editor Mark Easton reports.
The Home Office says the tragedy off the French coast on Tuesday is evidence the business model of the smugglers is under pressure. More people are being crammed into less seaworthy vessels, with intelligence suggesting the gangs have increased their charges, including demanding payment for children. Ms. Cooper will highlight significant seizures of boats and equipment in the last 2 months and 70 ongoing investigations. However, after promising the rapid recruitment of a border security commander to oversee the response 2 months ago, Downing Street has said the appointment will be confirmed in the next few weeks.
A former boss at a cladding company who's heavily criticised in the Grenfell Tower inquiry has denied playing a part in the disaster. Claude Verler, who worked at Arconic, refused to give evidence in person to the inquiry. The final report accuses him of deliberate dishonesty. But Mr. Verler told the BBC he was not the one making decisions about the sales of flammable cladding. President Biden's son Hunter has admitted tax fraud, changing his plea to guilty as he was about to stand trial in Los Angeles. Prosecutors had accused him of failing to pay at least $1.4 million in taxes and instead spending money on drugs and a luxury lifestyle. He could face up to 17 years in prison. Hunter Biden's lawyer, Abby Lau, said his client wanted to avoid a show trial and was weighing up an appeal.
Hunter decided to enter his plea to protect those he loves from unnecessary hurt and cruel humiliation. This plea prevents that kind of show trial that would have not provided all the facts or served any real point in justice.
BBC News has found that more than 90 private tutors have been convicted of sexual offences against children over the last 20 years. There's currently no legal duty for them to provide criminal record checks or hold any formal qualifications. The Children's Commissioner for England, Dame Rachel D'Souza, is calling for change.
It's deeply concerning. Anyone who is working with a child one-to-one should really have gone, had their DBS and gone through proper vetting. And it seems to me obvious that if there's one-ones with children and adults, whether that's a music lesson, whether that's some catch-up, we need to make sure that that child is safe.
The government says it's looking at what further action it can take to protect children.